You'll make your mother sick. We're counting alcohol in three fast guys. We say me and crazy things, and one of us is high. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Sick blood!
Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Where the penis jokes come back and kick. We've been getting away with this for far too long. Join us Monday nights on RadioBoomer.com.
Fuck! Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
How many CSIs are there now? Is there four?
Four or five.
I think they said they're like canceling the original ones. Well,
the Miami one is gone, I think.
And yeah, New York hasn't been around for a long time.
New York is gone with the Lieutenant Dan. That one's gone. Yep, so now Lieutenant is there
Dan.
Just one CSI?
You ain't got no show, Lieutenant Dan. You know what I mean?
that's when you do the hi-hat. Do it.
Rim shot.
It's the fucking rim shot. There you go. You just got to be automatic with that. I shouldn't just have to yell it out. Get on it. That's your thing. You're hi-hat guy. I'm getting you a button. Getting you a hi-hat button.
That's your deal now on this show.
We're going to make
you
drunk hi-hat guy.
Oh, that's good. We can get Mike in the other.
We're here. We're here, baby. Hello, welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I'm joined by my co-host, Napier, via Skype, Mr. Travis Halse.
Hello.
And joining us in, like, podcast month, like, leftovers.
Extra.
Bonus podcast month. Just because we can't figure out what a month entails necessarily. You know, the demand was too high is what it was.
Demand from who?
The people. Davey and Dent from the Strange Times podcast joining us.
Hello, I've been grapefruiting. How are you?
Did he just... Was it two people? Did you say
no,
two things?
Me. I said...
Am I imagining that?
Two things, possibly. Yeah, possibly.
Did you play a clip of you with you?
No, I just said, hello, I've been grapefruiting.
Oh, you've been grapefruiting this whole time?
Yeah, pretty much.
That video doesn't make you want to try it, does it?
Sorry, say that again, please, sir.
I feel like in my youth, I had sex with lots of things. But I never tried a grapefruit. And watching that video didn't make me want to try it.
Oh, you want to try a bit of chopped up liver put in a toilet roll and then warmed up in the microwave?
That's not a bad idea. Napier, you ever tried that
great,
one?
It's great.
No, the only things that I've ever had sex with were women.
And yourself.
Well, yeah, my right hand.
See, you remember those things that, like, it was like a roll and it, like, had, like, little plastic fish in it and, like, liquid and, like, you rolled it and it just kept rolling forever.
Yeah, you could fuck those.
Yeah, you could. You could fuck those. And like I tried doing it with like a sandwich bag full of jelly. And that didn't work at all.
Well, how would you rate them?
How would I rate them?
Yeah, like how was sex jelly?
Sex jelly? No, that was, I mean, like if I'm giving it like a grade,
yeah,
that's an F. Give it an F.
Did you stain your penis with jelly?
No, it was in a bag. See, I planned ahead. I put it in a bag so that it wouldn't stain me.
The only thing that can stain you, Mike, is women on your heart.
The phone number to call, 309-740-1430 or WFO Dix on Skype. We have a hell of a show for you this evening. I got some video game stuff to talk about. Pretty excited about the video. Davey, are you a video game guy?
Yeah, very much so. I used to code video games back in the early days of the ZX81, which was quite some time ago.
But you got the systems, you do the whole thing, or are you a computer guy?
Yeah, these days it's mainly PC gaming, to be honest.
Yeah.
I can't be bothered to keep up with all the consoles.
Well, I was never a huge video game guy, like once the Super Nintendo went away. But like every now and then I get a bug up my ass, got to play a video game. And what I do is I go buy a video game, and then I play it like three times, and then it goes on my shelf and I never play it again.
That's about right, yeah.
I get bored with it. I don't care about the story, really. I just want to see if the game's fun. Once I've acknowledged that the game's fun, then I don't want to play it anymore.
You get a lot further than I do, because like once or twice a year I go and take advantage of like a GameStop deal, and I'll go and buy like three video games that I've wanted that are like a year to a 2 year to 2 years old, and I bring them home with every intention of playing them, and then they never go into my PlayStation.
So why don't you get Steam, and then you can play it on your computer?
I have little children, so I don't get time to play video games.
Right, and that's me, too, is like, you know, I probably would spend more time doing video games, but I have other things that I would rather do.
You don't have any children.
Or I have, like, you know, like hobbies that consume more of my time.
I'll tell you, I would rather play The Last of Us that I've had sitting here for the last month and a half than read Go Dog Go one more time to my children.
You know, with The Last of Us, like, I was interested in that game, and I rented it, and it sat on my table for like 3 days, and I never played it, and I just took it back, and then I just watched the whole thing on YouTube. Like, I pretty much know what happens in...
What is the new thing that people... There's one of my guys at work, he does this, he'll go home, and he'll spend... And he'll have a game to play, and he won't play it, and he'll spend an hour and a half watching some other shitheads play a video game on YouTube.
Yeah, I didn't watch like the ones where the guys do the commentary. No, fuck that. I just watch the game, like
the gameplay,
the videos of like, you know, the cutscenes and stuff. So I get the overall idea. But this is all going somewhere. I'm telling you a story. So I've learned that I can get my fix on a video game. Like the library has video games. And I could just go check it out from the library, and they let me keep it for a week for free, and then like play it once or twice. I don't care about it anymore, and I just take it back, and then I don't have to spend $60 on a game. So I'm looking. I got this hankering to play some video games the other day. I look at the thing. I see what the kids are playing, and the kids are into this Far Cry 4. Now, I don't know what happened in the previous Far Cries, but, you know, whatever. So I go to the library. I get Far Cry 4. And I bring it home and I played it for a while. It was kind of fun, but I realized I'm not going to spend the 50 hours to play this game. And so I happened to tell Napier, hey, Napier, I'm playing Far Cry 4. And he said, why don't you go ahead and tell me what you said?
Mike, did you know you can beat that game in 15 minutes by sitting in a room? When the bad guy tells you, hey, go sit in this room, and you hear some dude screaming, ignore the dude screaming. That's none of your fucking business.
It is. It's none of my business. And that, and in real life, I mean, if I wasn't in a video game, if I was in that situation, I'd do what that guy told me, and I'd just sit in the room. What happens is you're going to spread your mom's ashes in this shitty country. And the king of the country, he intercepts your bus and takes you on a helicopter to his place. And your escort is taken into the basement and tortured, and the king tells you, just wait here and eat some crab rangoons, and I'll be back, and we'll talk. And so then the game tells you, go explore. But Napier says, if you don't go explore, if you listen to the bad guy, then he just comes back and says, those crab rangoons are good, right? And then you go spread the ashes, and then they roll the credits, and the game's over. And
that's
so I did that
because he already has my kryptonite, because I love a good crab rangoon.
Right, right, right. And so I did that. I sat there for 15 minutes. The guy came back. They spread the ashes. He said, hey, let's go have some fun. The credits roll. I'm satisfied with the conclusion of that game. I took it out. I put it back in the case. I took it back. So I'm done with that game. I beat it.
What the fuck is a rangoon?
You don't know what a crab rangoon is, Davian? That's not a thing over there?
No.
Oh, those are amazing.
No. It's like a fake Chinese restaurant thing. It's an American Chinese thing. It's deep fried, and there's cream cheese in the middle of it.
And there's supposed to be crab. Right,
yep. It's right. But there's not. It's like mashed up crab imitation. They're delicious.
We'll take your word for that.
And they are deep fried. In lard.
In lard, yeah. The pure MSG, liquefied MSG.
Oh, you must have got the recipe from Scotland.
The Scots are big on deep frying things.
Have you seen the size of the cunts?
They are a healthy bunch in the tits.
Now, Davian, when I listen to your show, and I guess this kind of ties into it, you guys seem to kind of have like an anger towards America.
No, that'll just be the young boy on our show.
It does seem like your co-host a lot more than you. And so my next question was going to be, why in the world would you guys listen? I think that, like, as far as Americanized things go, we're probably as American as it gets, right? I mean, we're just lazy cocksmooches over here. I don't
completely
know.
Completely xenophobic. We love shit that's bad for us. We hate everybody else.
I mean, this show is fast food and celebrities. American.
Well, it just happens to be wonderful.
So
I love it.
I think that a part of the reason that you guys aren't a big fan, Travis, tell them your flipping story real quick. And I think that we can all agree that we're awful.
Well, I think the most recent, I think we maybe have touched on this in the past, is I like to sell some shit on eBay. I had a handful of outdated bottles of Pepsi Blue, which was a beverage that they offered, which was like cotton candy blue in the early 2000s. It failed miserably after they pumped a bunch of marketing behind it. But I thought, you know, Crystal Pepsi was a thing that garnered a lot of nostalgia. I think I was in middle school when Crystal Pepsi came out and noticed that around that early 2000s that Crystal Pepsi bottles were going for a great deal of money on eBay. So I'm thinking, well, I think Pepsi Blue was probably just as big of a failure as Crystal Pepsi was. So I thought, why don't I hold on to a six pack of 20 ounce bottles of Pepsi Blue? I'm not going to do anything with them. They're going to bounce around. I think I moved them between a couple of houses and they just kind of sat in my storage room for a while. And I thought, well, it's about time to try to sell these on eBay. And I think the first one that I sold, it blew my mind because it was within 2 days, sold for $30. Actually, there was a bidding war between, I started at like $29 on eBay, and I think it ended up going for like $36. And I sold a couple of those like that because I wanted the quick money. And I actually just sold my second to last one. I put it on eBay for $49.98. And right before the first week was over, somebody bought that. So somebody spent $50 on a bottle of 20 ounce soda that went outdated in 2004.
Holy shit.
I have one left. And just for shits and giggles, I listed this new one. And I'll tell you, if you have a plastic bottle of soda that is 10 years old, the bottle like implodes on itself. It like gets all shrunk up and twisted. So all of these bottles were not pristine. They're twisted and the labels are kind of fucked up. But I put this last one on eBay just yesterday, actually, for $99.98. And there is already a watcher on that auction.
Jesus wept.
So I've made, I'd say, between $30 and $50 on five bottles of 10-year-old soda. I've probably made over, what would you figure that would be? $420, almost $200 on five outdated 20-ounce soda bottles.
You can't drink that.
I mean, I put it in my listing that you cannot drink this. Do not drink this. So, I am not telling you to drink this. Do not drink it.
And
this
you
is
said that the bottles don't look pristine, so I mean, you probably wouldn't even want to display it.
No, well, I think I put it in my listing. Well, I lied, and I said, this is what I did with my own personal collectible bottle of Pepsi Blue. I opened it, and I blew in it to preserve the shape, and then I closed it back up and put it on the shelf. I've never done this, but I would assume that it would work. Close it, and if you got a bottle of blue liquid sitting on your shelf. $200.
Now, David, I hate us.
Good.
So I can only imagine what you're thinking.
I suppose the first thing I'd be interested to know is what do you plan to spend your ill-gotten gains on?
It's already gone.
Oh, did you buy one of those wank bands from Pornhub?
No, no, I didn't. Is that supposed to charge your phone?
Oh, well, it's charge anything via USB as long as you've got the motion, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I don't think I'm going to charge anything in the 20 seconds it takes me to watch Fake Agent on Pornhub.
You
20
you
seconds?
Charge
you do it twice.
Your... Wait, what? You charge it with your pump power? It's like one of those crank 'em flashlights?
Yeah. Kinetic energy, baby.
Wow.
Mike, you didn't see that?
I didn't. No. How did I miss that?
Absolutely. They marketed it right through the, I think it was right through the Twitter account that they said, charge your phone while watching porn on your phone and jerking off with the Pornhub, the energy band.
I actually charged up my iPad 2 times whilst wanking to videos of Madonna falling down the stairs.
My poor little phone would be melted into a pile after like a good minute and a half.
You just overcharge it?
Oh, yeah. No, I beat the shit out of my dude. Just pounding him.
I wonder if you could start like a service where you were charging people's phones for them. Like in a bathroom stall at an airport. Like, you know, when you go to the airport and like there's not enough outlets and everybody's freaking out trying to find an outlet to charge their phone.
Yeah.
What if you just had one of those things like at the airport and you just had like signs taped around that says, you know, hey, I'll charge your phone, you know, with the power of my jackin'.
Oh, and if the hot ladies give you their phone, you can get them to give you titty shots.
No, I'll go one better than that, and I'll say, you know how like Grindr will find somebody in the vicinity of you if you're into gay sex? Well, you start an app that says, I will charge your phone by jerking off, and it just shows everybody in the vicinity that's willing to do that.
Genius.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've already jacked Mike? 4 or 5 times today. My jacking's done for the day.
Oh, what if you could get together with your jerking buddies, and you can charge each other's phones, and that way it's, you know, it's not gay. You're just charging your phones together.
Yeah, you're getting some work done. God bless you.
Well, it's not gay if you don't look into their eyes anyway, so it's
all right. You're just helping out a pal.
Yeah.
His phone was dead and his mom was calling.
His mom was in the room, but whatever.
Mom was calling out my name, bitch.
Was that the end of your video game stuff, Mike?
No, I got lots of video game stuff, but I wanted to circle back to this Madonna falling down the stairs thing. I didn't see that. I heard about it, but I haven't seen the video. Did she take a good tumble? Is she hurt?
Well, yeah. Well, hopefully.
It was a lot like that Kelsey Grammer when he fell off the stage, where it just kind of came out of nowhere, where he's in the middle of like a monologue and then he fell off the stage and he was like, oh dear.
I didn't see Kelsey Grammer fall down the steps either. How am I missing all these falling down the steps videos?
Too busy playing computer games.
I know. I need to cut back. There's obviously a lot of videos on the internet that I'm missing. In the 15 minutes I was waiting around for some jack-off to torture some dude in the basement, I could have been watching Madonna fall off a stage.
What were you watching?
I think we'll get to the point in society when your character in that game, who's waiting around while a genocide is taking place, he'll be able to go on YouTube and watch Madonna fall down?
Let's
that
hope.
Could work.
Just loop it forever. I got more video game news, though, guys. I saw on the social medias the other day that Kanye West is making a video game. He spent the last 6 months working on a video game. And the premise of the video game is you will be the protagonist. His mother, who died not very long ago in a botched liposuction surgery in a plastic surgeon's office that I think was above a Papa John's or a Subway? I don't remember. Which one was it? Do you remember?
It was some fast food joint.
Yeah, it was a plastic surgeon's office that was located above a Papa John's. So, you know, good place.
Good smells.
Right. That is a silver lining. You go in there, you get, you know, knocked out so that they can work on you, and the last thing you smell is a delicious Papa John's pizza.
Well, they do have that bacon cheeseburger pizza back.
Do so,
they? Yeah, bacon cheeseburger. It's got pickles on it.
So anyway,
oh, you, God. You,
yeah, that sounds really not good at all. I think that's one of those things where, like, they can advertise they have a new pizza, like, and you say, oh, wow, you know, that's extreme. And nobody ever buys it, but, you know, it's thought-provoking.
I'd buy them if it was
fried pickle
chips.
They probably don't
even
have pickles there because they know nobody's going to buy it.
Can I ask you, isn't as much of a piece of shit as Kanye West is, he's made a lot of money in the last 10 years, right? Like, a lot of fucking money.
I would imagine, yeah.
Why is his mom getting backdoor plastic surgery?
I don't know.
How do you expect him to keep it?
Maybe her arsehole was ripped out at some point by someone.
She didn't want to let Kanye know her asshole was all fucked up.
Oh, baby, look what I did for you.
So, Kanye West's mom is the protagonist of the game, and the point of the game is to ascend into the higher levels of heaven.
And can I say real quick, if he spent an entire 6 months on this game, it's got to be good.
Right, you know? Right, right.
Six months.
Now, I don't know if that's necessarily a game that's been done before. Has there ever been a game where a woman who died of a botched liposuction surgery is trying to get to the highest level of heaven?
Well, is it a fat lady or a regular size? Like, is she trying to get to heaven?
I guess it depends on how far into the surgery they were when she died.
That's what I'm saying. Is she the victim? The surgery was done and she died, or is she still the fat lady?
Would you finish if you killed somebody? I think it was like an anesthesia thing. So I guess she probably died before they started. I mean, would you finish it?
Well, she paid for it.
She did pay for it.
Yeah, you'd have to. You'd have to.
Do you have to give her your money back?
For liability, you would just have to finish the surgery and say, hey, we did our job.
Yeah, I mean, we did what we were supposed to do, right?
Yeah, contract's complete.
She signed a waiver.
And I mean, when you appear in heaven, do you appear in heaven like how you, like when you were at your best? Do you get to pick, or is it like how you were? I mean, is there like a ton of like really old, nasty people up there, or do they get to like go back to how they looked like when they were in their prime?
I'm pretty sure it's all bullshit, so just throw a dart at a dartboard and pick your poison.
If I believe anything that religion has taught me is that you are, when you get to heaven, you are your best possible self. So it's whatever you envision yourself in perfection, you know?
So I was excited about the Kanye West video game. I reached out to the developer, and I've actually gotten an early copy of the Kanye West video game that I thought that like maybe we could sample it and you know see what we think. I mean, if that's okay with you guys,
I think that's a great idea. Napier's a gamer; like he would probably like to take a crack at that. Right?
In Napier, I mean, I can give you the controller if you want to give this a try.
Okay, I can do that.
And I mean, we'll just kind of run you through it, I guess, and see. And guys, I mean, you got us up on video, so I mean, you can see, you know, what it looks like if you just want to give the play by play on what's going on. So I mean, are you ready, Napier? You got your controller?
That depends on who the developer is, because I won't touch anything by Treyarch anymore.
I don't think it's them.
Oh, so you're excellent. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So are you ready?
Yep.
All right, let's fire this thing up. This is the Kanye West video game.
Hold on, let me get on my Oculus Rift.
Hello, mortal. You are now entering heaven. Prove your worth, or be cursed to eternal damnation.
There's a lot more naked people in heaven than I thought there'd be.
Yeah.
Okay, we're doing this.
Yeah.
It's like that level on Super Mario's where it's kind of like forcing you to like go in one direction.
Yeah, and it's like a side scroller.
Yeah.
Right.
But I mean, there's all these naked folk.
They're all naked?
Yeah, it's really distracting, but I think I can do this.
Okay. You got like a ray gun or something, I guess. Is that what that is?
I think so. No, it's one of those like power Zord things from Power Rangers. Oh. It's like one of those little fruity swords.
Oh,
because there's a pointy bit on it. A lot of upskirt shots. This must be from Japan.
There's an end boss.
Ooh.
End boss in level one.
Oh no.
Oh.
Guys, where's the power-up? I don't see where the power-up is.
There it is.
Ah, full health. I'm doing it. I'm gonna get you.
All right. Looks like you got level one. Are you ready for level two?
Yes.
I get, this is why you plowed right through that. Maybe it's a quick game.
It's a demo. I mean, yeah. It's
you have reached the second level of heaven. Here, you must fight the Cloud Warriors.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Okay, more naked folk. All right.
They got wings, though, so they're angels.
Nudity
is okay if you're angels.
Don't forget your bags of fat that you have on your utility belt.
That's what those were? I thought those were just lumpy pouches.
No, you throw them and I think you can start them on fire. It's like napalm.
Okay, X, B, start. There we go, yes!
There it is.
Oh my god, I only have three left. I think two of them are my
hits.
Save
them because I think Hitler is the boss on this level.
Hitler? Is up in heaven?
He's
a boss.
Yeah.
I don't know, there's fire pits back there. I don't know. It seems weird.
This doesn't seem like heaven to me.
It doesn't seem like heaven. There's spiked tails.
It was the cloud level. I think that's probably the most heaven we're going to get, right?
Yeah, but I like the cloud level from Mega Man better.
Okay, level three. I mean, let's just beat the game, man. Nothing going on. Let's beat the game.
Very good. You have passed the test. Now you must enter space, where the intergalactic planetary angels will test your skills in zero gravity to this. Sick. Beat.
Holy shit, Napier, did you unlock Kanye's rhymes? I think you can play Kanye's rhymes to, like, wipe out the level.
Well, see,
to blow the intergalactic space angels' minds?
Well, see, last level I got S rating. I got the super rating on last level, so I get sick beats for this one.
Yep, there you go, and it drops their panties, and it drowns everybody.
The background is strangely hypnotic on this one.
Scrub in the chat wants to know who the developer is and how he can get in touch with them. No, that's my contact.
Yeah,
I mean, sorry.
We're not giving you this for free.
Right.
I think Scrub is. I think they're making their own video game though. I think they're trying to figure out who's going to develop their video game for them.
Oh, they're making a video game?
I'm almost positive.
Well, Napier, this might be the last level. I don't know. I mean, at least in the demo. You ready?
Well, we only had one boss fight, so I'm thinking that this isn't done.
Wow. Very impressive. Now you must battle Jesus for a seat next to our God. I wish you luck, brave warrior.
Oh, let's do the... Wait. Jesus is black in this.
Yeah, Jesus is black. That's a little off-putting, right?
Turn this off.
That's not Jesus.
She mispronounced Jesus.
Yeah, I know. She said Jesus. I don't think that's right at all. I'm starting to think this isn't legit.
No, this is a demo. This isn't done. I mean, you're explaining
out. Shit.
But,
holy shit. You better turn that off. If it's Muhammad, you're all going to die.
It was not Muhammad. That was Davian that said that, not us.
Bonus.
Napier, you're doing pretty good, man. You're kicking Jesus' ass.
Man, I've played these side-scrollers for years. This isn't hard. Shovel Knight was
harder. I mean, the spread machine gun, that's a nice touch.
I think it's lactating milk out of her. The animation's, like, really funny. It looks like she's grabbing her titties and, like, squirting plastic at them. Like Spider-Man, it's like they're getting caught in it.
Congratulations.
Oh, this is hot. I'm going to have to get another grapefruit.
You have reached the highest level of heaven.
It
Take
looks
your
like
seat
that
next to God.
Gun, though, is like the
One day,
of white
your son will join
Kanye
us.
Is probably
He's
up
really good at rap
mother.
Songs.
Well, greatest, I guess you don't have to play time. The game now. We just beat it.
Why did
all the credits.
Why did God look a lot like Mr. West?
I don't know.
I'm going to call him Mister because he's a producer now.
Guys, we're joined by Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
Hello.
I mean, this is exciting, right? Drunk, say hi to Davian.
Yeah. Hi, Davian. How are you?
Hey, I'm sexy, babe. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
Drunk, you missed the Kanye West video game.
I heard the tail end. We're fighting Jesus?
Yeah.
Sweet.
That was the bit.
Hell yeah.
It's all wrapped up now. Time to move on.
But enough about Kanye West's mom.
This little creepy kid was following me during the whole game. It looked like a Valve game.
There's just a little kid following you?
Yeah.
What was he doing?
Staring. It was kind of creepy. Like
trying to pitch Kanye's mom some...
Pass him a mixtape?
Yeah.
Oh, that must have been baby Kanye.
Get to steer, kid.
Well, guys, we do still need to announce the flat drunk winner for...
Oh, it's the Black Love Box.
Yeah, for January and February. I guess that we need to pull that up and vote.
We should inform people who don't know what it is about what it is.
The Flat Drunk Competition, you print the flat drunks from WFODix.com or our Facebook or our Instagram or our podcast host site. You pull it up from just about anywhere. You print out the flat drunk. You put the flat drunk somewhere great, somewhere that it'll stick out, somewhere that it'll get our attention. You take a picture, you send it to us.
Across the pond would be a good spot.
Right, and then you're entered, and you can win. So we did have 7 submissions in the last couple of months for the Flat Drunk Contest. We have a Guardians of the Galaxy Flat Drunk. We have a Squarehead Drunk. Flat Drunk looks like he went and attended a screening of Game of Thrones.
And actually did do that,
at
too.
At IMAX. So you should have taken a picture of Real Drunk doing that.
I could have, yes.
We have Drunk Taped to a Bong. That's a
classy.
Good one. We have Drunk Next to a Clock, which is not very accurate. We have Drunk Taking a Massive Turd, it looks like. And Drunk Throwing All of the Ice Cubes Out of a Glass, which is a pretty good show reference if you listened a few weeks back. So, I mean, for me, I would have to either give it to Ice Cubes Drunk or Bong Drunk.
I would go Ice Cubes just for the show reference.
It means they listen. I like that.
Yep.
Napier, you like Ice Cubes Drunk?
I like Ice Cubes Drunk.
Drunk.
Sounds like you guys already have 3 of them figured out, so...
I want your opinion, Drunk. Your opinion matters. Even if it doesn't.
My opinion is either Bong Drunk or Game of Thrones Drunk.
Ice Cubes it is.
Well, Game of Thrones.
What about Davian? Davian?
Hello.
What do you think?
What was the last one you said, Drunk? It was Bong Thing, yeah?
A Bong Thing, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so we got 2 votes for Bong Drunk and 3 votes for Ice Cubes.
And those 2 are the same person, so that person wins.
Oh, so either way, it's unanimous.
Right. And Drunk voted for Game of Thrones Drunk, but that's 1 vote. So better luck next time.
So who's the big winner?
The winner is Bryan Kranz.
Oh! Would almost seem like a conspiracy.
So what's the name of the April box going to be?
I don't know. Who's doing the April box?
I already called the...
You're doing the 4th of July box, right?
For sure.
So I guess one of us will do a April box, and we'll figure that out later. But submit your flat drunks for your chance to win the next one.
And congratulations to Bryan Kranz for winning the February Black Love box.
Right.
Spread the word about hashtag flat drunk, and you also can win wondrous prizes.
Wondrous prizes.
I'll do the April one. It'll be Napier's greasy box.
Napier's April Fool's box.
Mm-hmm. We're going to get 0 submissions.
Oh, I don't know.
You have to wonder what would be in something that Napier sends you in the mail. You have to wonder.
This might be the most submissions that we got, just because I guess I would be intrigued by what the hell Napier would put in a box and send to you.
Right.
DNA.
So, oh, that's going
to
be in there.
Oh, yeah. No, Napier has to spread it as far as he can so that alien races will come down and find him to be the dominant. Right?
Yeah, because the aliens are only going to seed who... They're going to see whose seed is everywhere, and, like, that'll be the alpha male.
Right.
And that'll be me, because my seed is all over the Tri-County area in globs and batches and puddles and oil drums.
You paint the town white.
Well, eventually...
That reminds me a lot of that 80s movie, The Stuff. Have you ever seen that?
No, but I'd love to hear it.
Everybody is consuming this white gelatinous shit, and it's turning people kind of mad. I could see Napier, like, putting his juices in frozen yogurt containers and selling it to people as a frozen treat.
Well, it'll have to be strawberry, because mine comes out pink.
I think you should see a doctor.
Yeah, he told me to stop socking myself in the nuts, and I told him I can't orgasm without a good hit to the jimmies. Oh, yeah, I got to push the button, you know, with my fist.
I'll have to forward you this video clip I've got. It's a 10-minute compilation video clip of women getting punched in the cunt. It's brilliant.
Sounds like my kind of party, sir. Nothing better than a good old-fashioned 10-minute
fisting. You just have that saved in your bookmarks? Like when you're having a rough day, you just pull it up and...
Pull it up and then pull it off, yep.
It's like chicken soup for the soul, almost.
Well, guys, we'll be back in 5 minutes.
Before we leave, can I tell a story about socking women?
Travis, do you notice he does this every week now?
Yes.
It's like a thing. I'm going to break. I'm getting it all ready to go. And then he's like, hey, I have a story. And the story's going to suck. And then it's going to be fucking awkward. And then I'm just going to limp to break.
So is that a yes? Sorry.
No, go ahead. Tell your story. I got all the time in the world.
As long as all the time in the world ends at 9:30.
Excellent. So one of my buddies, he was in the Navy. And apparently every time they would go to a new port, his buddy would go find himself a hooker, hand them money, and say, this isn't for sex. I'm going to pay you $50, and you're going to let me punch you in the face. And he would do this through South America, through Europe, wherever the ship may land, finds a hooker, hands her money, and then punches her in the face. And all the ladies think, oh, well, that's kind of cute. He's not really going to punch me in the face. So he hands them $50 and just leans back and punches them right in the fucking face.
After they agree to it, thinking he's joking.
Yes.
Okay.
And he had, on more than one occasion, knocked out teeth and knocked out women. And that was how he got off. Like, not fucking them, not seeing them naked, punching them in the face, and then going back to his cot and jerk off.
Well, that's nice.
Bill Clinton's fallen on bad times, isn't he?
Yeah.
Radio FUBAR. Radio f***ed up beyond all recognition.
You know who likes special entertainment like that? My mom!
Hey, you, if you're looking for a political and current events podcast that takes a pox upon both their houses approach with a humorous side, join Jimmy G and Lucky Z for The Side Project Live. We'll bring you whatever the hell we want with a liberty twist every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. right here on RadioVubar.com.
The lover's got humor. She's the giggle at a funeral. Everybody's disapproval. Should have washed a purse sooner. If heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. a fresh poison each week. We're born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She's telling me worship in the bedroom. Only heaven I'll be sent is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Say amen. 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 Take me to church. I'll worship like a dog at the shine of your lies. I'll tell you my sins so you can sharpen your knife. Offer me the deathless death. Good God, let me give you my life. Take me to church. I'll worship like a dog at the shine of your lies. I'll tell you my sins so you can sharpen your knife. Offer me the deathless death. Good God, let me give you my life. If I'm a pagan of the good times, my lover's the sunlight. Keep the goddess on my side. She demands a sacrifice to drain the whole sea. Get something shiny, something meaty for the main course. That's a fine looking high horse. What you got in the stable? Well, I've got a starving faithful. That looks tasty. That looks plenty. This is hungry work. Take me to church. I'll worship like a dog at the shine of your lies. Tell you my sins so you can sharpen your knife. Offer me my deathless death. Good God, let me give you my life. Take me to church. I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your lies. Tell you my sins so you can sharpen your knife. Offer me my deathless death. Good God, let me give you my life. No masters or kings when the ritual begins. There's no sweeter innocence than our gentle sin. In the madness and soil of that sad earthly scene, only then I am human. Only then I am clean. Oh. Oh. Amen. 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 Take me to church. I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your lies. Tell you my sins so you can sharpen your knife. Offer me my deathless death. Good God, let me give you my life. Take me to church. I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your lies. I'll tell you my sins so you can sharpen your knife. Offer me my deathless death. Good God, let me give you my life.
This song's creepy. Sounds like something they would play at like a Baptist hanging.
I mean, it's like on like all the hit stations. It's not pleasant.
No, it's not. I think everybody's just listening to the part that says "Take
like,
me to church."
Like you listen to that "Shake It Off" song, and then that comes on. It's like, whoa.
Welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. To contact the show, 309-740-1430 or WFO Dicks on Skype. We're joined this week by Davian Dent of the Strange Times podcast. Follow them, Strange T Show on the Twitters, or listen to them 5-4 Central Saturday mornings, afternoons, 5-4 Central on RadioFubar.com.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's the time difference for that?
I don't know. What time are you doing the show there when you're doing the show?
In the land of godless heathens, we do the show at 10 o'clock in the evening our time, which works out at about 6 a.m. in the morning for my co-host, Kat, in Australia.
Wow. Is it that big of a difference between...
That's dedication right there.
Is that that big of a difference between where you are and where he is?
Oh, yeah, baby.
I guess you don't really think about that, but I guess it is kind of far apart, right? I just see... Oh, yeah. I just look at a map, and I see everything on the east, and I just say, oh, yeah, all those people are probably pretty close to time. That's probably not the case.
Nope.
Are we even really the... Are we? No, we're the west.
Australia's west of us. England's east of us, dude.
No, Australia, they're east, too, right? Everything over there is east.
No.
You look at the map.
No, if you fly west, to Australia from America, you're going from California.
We're on the west, and they're on the east, and like the South America, they're on the west, and then everything else is east. That's what the map says.
South America's south of us, not west.
No, but it's on the west with us.
But you're looking at a flat map. What if you look at a globe? Is that different?
Yeah, I guess it would be. Never mind, guys.
You didn't ace geography, did you?
Can I tell you what just... none of you have children, right? David,
not
you
that
don't
I
have
know
kids.
Of.
Yeah, I've got two.
You do have kids.
Napier
ones,
has socks full of kids.
little 6 and 8.
So I just was... During the break, I went upstairs to refill my cocktail and also use the restroom. And I walked into my bathroom and I slid sideways... into the bathtub. I would have fell down to the ground, except my foot hit the bathtub, and I was like, whoa!
Like you were peeing?
And then my wife said, yeah, well, before I made it to the toilet. Been having some drinky poos? No, it was a slide. The floor was wet. And my wife says to me, she's like, oh yeah, be careful. And I was like, oh, I see. She's like, oh, but that's water. It's not pee. So... My world, I live in a world where you have to distinguish whether the liquid on the floor is water or piss. Because I have a 3-year-old child and a 5-year-old child that live in my home. So this is just a little glimpse.
Potty train them.
A little glimpse into my household.
Yeah, Travis.
You have to wonder
three
if
you're and five,
sliding.
You should have potty trained
they're
them
both,
by now.
They're both potty trained, but you still have to wonder.
They just piss out of malice?
What's on the floor? Well, the boy sits, he's potty trained, but sometimes, is you know, he's three. He just, within the last handful of months, so he's not always spot on with holding it down to shoot into the toilet when he's sitting, you know?
You should do what my mom did. She would just take empty cigarette butts, throw them into the toilet, and say, there you go, aim for it, and then it's a game.
Are they actually your kids who just keep them there for shits and giggles?
Well... I've been told they're mine, but sometimes I'm not quite sure.
Right.
Do you ever sit down to pee just out of laziness?
All the time. But then again, I'm really old, so...
No, I stand to pee forever. I even stand to shit because that's how manly I am.
It makes me angry. We have cleaners at work that come in to clean bathrooms and offices and shit on Monday and Thursday. They clean up all this stuff on Monday and Thursday. We only have about 40 employees where I work.
What if somebody shits on the floor on a Tuesday?
Well, it sits there until a Thursday.
Okay.
But usually the toilets get fairly dirty, but it could be within 30 minutes of the cleaner guy coming through there and cleaning the bathrooms. And you walk into that bathroom, and all over the toilet, there's piss. So there are a certain demographic of people that should exclusively sit down to pee, because these people are all 25 years plus, and they still don't understand how to aim their shit into the toilet. You know?
It's kind of a bummer. You know what... I guess this kind of ties into it because we're talking about, you know, it doesn't tie into it at all. I'm just, I'm changing the subject.
Flip it up, man.
I was going to try. I'm just not going to.
Don't worry about it.
I saw this story about apparently the Polacks have banned Winnie the Pooh Because he doesn't wear pants.
Well, that's a kind of tenuous link because of the word poo.
I just said.
I think their gripe, though, isn't the gripe that he is a hermaphrodite, or
he's sexually ambiguous.
Right.
They can't tell because he doesn't have his cock hanging out. I guess if he had his cock hanging out, what they should do is they should put like a pair of yoga pants on him and give him a big giant boner.
Then they'd be good.
That way he's wearing pants and he obviously has a dick, right? Problem solved.
Yeah, have him wearing a mankini, man.
Yeah. I think that'd be perfect.
Wait, don't bear's penis, doesn't that go up inside of him like a dog?
No, penis goes up inside the bear.
I've never seen a bear's dick. I mean, I've seen bears like at the zoo, and I've seen bears like, you know, in movies. I've seen plenty of bears. I don't think I've ever seen a bear's dick.
Did you ask them?
Ask them?
Yes, to see their dick.
I mean, like, a bear's dick isn't just out, like, flopping around all willy-nilly. I mean, you don't just see a dangling bear dick.
Maybe you're just not sexy enough.
You know, most animals, you don't see a big dangling animal dick. But, like, you know...
Well, definitely me.
But I mean, like, they're pissed off that the Winnie the Pooh... See, now, like...
He's broken. You've broken him.
Fucking, they're pissed off that the bear is wearing a shirt... And not pants.
So
if
Porky
he wasn't
Pig?
wasn't wearing any clothes, then it would just be a regular bear. But because he's wearing a shirt, he also needs to be wearing pants. Because it sets a bad example for the children.
Yeah, it's called Porky Pig in it. I like to do that on the weekends with my lady.
So Porky Pig, I guess, would also be banned. Except Porky Pig has like a lady pig, so you know Porky Pig's a dude, right?
Well, who's Porky Pig's lady pig?
There's a lady pig. She has the pigtails. I've seen her.
Yeah, but, I mean, she doesn't wear no bottoms
Petunia
either.
Pig?
Yeah.
See, because he wants to fuck that other pig. Because, see, Winnie the Pooh doesn't have, like a romantic interest.
Because he's a child. Winnie the Pooh, I've always looked at, he's like a child.
Wouldn't it be good if you could see a video? You could see a video of Winnie the Pooh butt-fucking Kanye West.
Can you see? Well, I mean, that's going to be the cover art this week.
You
sure.
should be able to see that.
Absolutely.
But see, Winnie the Pooh, he doesn't have a penis, a visible penis. He's got a secret penis. But Winnie the Pooh's a dude. He's got to be. I mean, does Winnie the Pooh ever say, "Hey, I'm a fucking dude"?
Well, maybe he's like Pat from that SNL sketch.
Is there a possibility that Winnie the Pooh's a gal?
I think they reference Pooh as him whenever he's missing, stuck in Rabbit's hole. I think they say he is stuck in Rabbit's hole.
Don't see his butthole, though. Fisting. I mean, you see plenty of shots of his butt and his little tail flopping around, but you don't see his butthole. I imagine if you see a regular bear in that position, you'd probably see where he shits from. Right?
Well, do bears shit in the woods?
Yeah, they do. That's what I'm saying. So they have to have some kind of shithole.
Yeah, it's called Poland.
That's just the world shithole.
So, I mean, maybe if the Winnie the Pooh was a girl, I mean, like, unless you, like, put, like, an obvious moose knuckle on her, then you wouldn't necessarily see the vag opening when walking around without a shirt on.
Would you still say moose knuckle on a bear?
Yeah, that's one thing I want to picture. Winnie the Pooh's gaping maw staring at me.
Just spreading it open. This is my honey pot!
Over in England, we call it the Wang Chung.
Maybe that's why Winnie the Pooh is so into sweets, because he's constantly on the rag.
Yeah, he's got to have his chocolate.
You see, but even now, you're saying he. So, I mean, because, I think the common consensus is that Winnie Pooh's a dude.
It's been established.
Well, have you ever met anybody named Winnie?
Yeah, Winnie Cooper.
Winnie Mandela.
Family, what was that?
Wonder Years.
Wonder Years.
So,
did you say Wendy Mandela?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Well, Nelson Mandela's ex-wife.
Oh.
So Winnie is a lady's name.
Winnie's a lady's name.
But not if it's followed by the poo.
You can't just add the poo after a name.
Who else is the
as
poo
a male
that,
non-
that would specify that the poo means it's a dude? What is a poo? What does it mean to be a poo?
No, it's poo the is poo. Shit. There's only one, because it's he's the poo, you know?
A poo's an Indian name, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, yeah, it's on The Simpsons.
Yeah.
No, the poo.
Winnie a poo runs the Quickie Mart.
Winnie the poo. He is
really,
a
really good
poo.
Price for this honey. Me sell you good honey. £500. Why you kick my dog and call him fuck off? I'm terribly sorry.
Maybe it's why that little kid likes to hang out with him. He's trying to get some.
I just...
From Winnie's Pooh.
There's so many more terrible things in the world to worry about than whether or not Winnie the Pooh's got a cock or not.
Not right now. Right now it's really fucking important.
And
what did we? But what did we? What were we outraged about last week, though? Weren't we outraged about something as a society?
It doesn't matter anymore, Travis. It's a new week, and now it's goddamn Poland, and they're fucking Winnie the Pooh ban. That's this week. Next week it'll be something else.
So you're right. There is nothing more that we can be angry about than Winnie the Pooh right now.
No, that is the current thing.
That's the thing. There
that's
is
the
no
thing
other
right
thing.
Now is that Winnie the Pooh is
gender equality. I mean, this is LGBT rights. You know what I mean? Like, you can't be silencing that.
Does that mean the Winnie the Pooh is a homosexual?
How do you does he talk?
Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Is the Winnie the Pooh homosexual?
You don't talk
I
with
don't
too much.
I don't think
of...
he's any sexual. I think he's just wants to eat his fucking honey and be left alone.
Pretty sure he's a
sexual. Once you start sexualizing Winnie the Pooh, that's when you're the asshole.
But there's something happening there because like kangaroo, like what Roo. You know, there's like a mom and a little kangaroo. There's like the only one with a mother and child. So who impregnated that kangaroo to shit out that little kid kangaroo? You know what I mean? Like, there's something sexual happening in the 100-acre wood.
But there would have to be another kangaroo, or else it'd be a half kangaroo, half bear.
I can't confirm that.
Then he doesn't
have
a penis.
Another
That's
kangaroo?
What this whole thing started from. He doesn't have a big penis.
Have you ever seen another animal in the 100-acre wood that matches an animal that you know and love?
She went on vacation and got knocked up and brought it back home.
She went to like Punta Cana and then got like knocked up on spring break.
Yep.
Brought it back to the 100-acre wood, and now she needs like Piglet and Winnie the Pooh to look after the kid because she's too busy.
On bingo night, yeah, they babysit.
I think Owl, if anybody was going to be the old gay, wouldn't it be Owl? Because he's such a crotchety fuck? Or would that be like, would it be Owl or would it be Rabbit? Who would be like the old pissed off gay guy?
I haven't seen the owl or the rabbit's dick either.
But I mean,
you're not
just
lived, baby.
But I mean, just for attitude's sake, like which one of them screams more of like the angry old gay man? Is it Rabbit because he's so anal and wants to keep his house super clean, or is it Owl because
he's in his house by himself?
Everybody, leave me alone, because I'm trying to fit gender norms.
He wants to charge his phone.
I got that new band.
Travis, tell us about the Green Lantern guy.
Oh, the dead Green Lantern.
Yeah, that
They're
one.
Apparently in one of those countries below us. Some poor man found a budget Green Lantern costume. I don't know if it was at a thrift store or if it was at just like a kind of a poor person's come get some clothes place. But this man found he was like a 50-some-year-old guy, found a Green Lantern costume, and then for the rest of his life decided to wear that around town. Like every single day went around and kind of slapped hands and, you know, was kind of just the man about town. And then he died because he was sickly and old in a third world country. And apparently one of the norms, one of the traditions that they do there is at the wake for dead people at their wake, they like to prop them up in the corner so people can pay their respects to the dead guy.
Take selfies with him and stuff?
Yeah, like the stiff dead guy is propped in the corner.
Do they put him in like a pose, like with a thumbs up or something?
I think they just shove him there however they were able to, like, position him. So if you're able to even, like, move his arm down a little bit, that's just kind of shoved in the corner that way. But apparently, I think he died in his suit. Or maybe they put it on after the fact, but they put the Green Lantern suit on him for his wake. So there was a dead Green Lantern in the corner. You can find the pictures online. There's most of the pictures that you can find online of dead Green Lantern at his wake have children in them. So a bunch of children came in to pay their respects to a dead guy propped in a corner dressed as Green Lantern.
Was his name Ed Wallach?
I'm not sure.
Man, when that Ryan Reynolds film gets down there, they're going to be real shocked.
We love it.
This begs the question, though, if you were able to dress up as your favorite superhero while you were dead and, you know, you were at your wake, who would you want to be dressed up as at your wake?
Wonder Woman.
That's perfect.
The full garb. The golden lasso wrapped around your neck.
Yep. Yeah. Hair matted in spunk.
Yeah. Like, but the lasso would have to be tied to the rafters and you're not actually touching the ground.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, I could have.
That's how you'd prop him up in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, that's how I would have died. Good old Michael Hutchins choking me.
Autoerotic asphyxiation as Wonder Woman.
Absolutely, yeah.
That actually sounds like a dream come true.
Do you think to get him to, like, stand up? Because I imagine that they're probably not. It's probably not very easy to stand him up, like, in a corner or something.
No.
You have to put, like a shepherd's hook in your butt or something to, like, get you to stand up.
Yeah, like they do with the little action figures when you want to display them.
No,
yeah.
Mike, you have to look at the pictures online. It is completely unnatural. He is literally like just a stiff board angled in a corner. Like there is no human aspect to him. He's like...
Is he in a coffin or is he just standing there?
No, he's standing in a corner. Like he's literally just standing in a corner awkwardly at a probably 60 degree angle. You know what I mean?
He didn't want to inconvenience anybody by taking their chair.
I don't like it.
Can I be Zangief from Street Fighter when I die? I want to be that dude.
Shave your hair into like a little mohawk thing.
Mm-hmm. And then just kind of hot glue the rest all over my face.
You got like a... He just wears like a little red... pair of bikini briefs, doesn't he?
Yeah, I want everybody to look right at my nuts
like,
when
like
I die.
Like the wrestler briefs or whatever.
Doesn't he have like an arrow like shaved into his chest hair too?
Yeah, he does, in between his tits.
Pointing right at his dick.
Yeah.
No, I'll tell you what, that's upwards. One bear that there's no question he's got a dick.
It's right here, guys. All dude, you twinks, come on in.
His nutsack is a part of his combo move.
who do you want to be, Mike?
I want to be Venom.
Mm.
That might be kind of fun, right?
Interesting.
Or Wolverine.
I can't. It's already taken.
Who took it?
I did.
Oh.
I said it first.
It seems like the obvious answer for me, though, don't it?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Maybe the Joker. That would be kind of cool.
Oh, no. I want to be Sling Blade.
Not a superhero, but okay.
Mike, you might want to wait till after Jared Leto does the Joker before you decide if you want to be the Joker for your wake.
I want them to pump me up with a bicycle pump and make me the little marshmallow dude from Big Hero 6.
Or the Michelin Man, either way.
Have you seen that yet?
Yeah, I finally saw it, and fuck you for making me...
You sound just like him, and you act just like him, and you move around just like him. You're that character. That's you. You are the Big Hero 6 guy.
The Stay Puft Marshmallow Man?
Only you don't know how to cure anybody of anything.
I cure them of their horniness. After sex, not... Not
oh,
just
I was
going to
say beforehand.
Oh, never mind.
Immediately good.
Whoopsie daisy.
I dry up pussies faster than rock salt.
That's disgusting.
Well, I mean, that's the show.
It's
right?
Good.
Oh. Oh, God, is it?
Unless we got something else.
Any update on the Hollywood Fantasy?
Not this week, no. The Will Smith movie Focus came out this week. It won the weekend, but it didn't do great. And
didn't 50 Shades end this week, though, Mike?
50 Shades ended last week, and so did the Kingsman Secret Service. Secret Service actually stuck around. It finished in second. 50 Shades dropped to fourth this week.
Right, it's coming down to Divergent, and what was the other one that it's coming down to?
Cinderella. The Lotus cast has Cinderella. We have Divergent.
I think we'll be in all right shape here.
Yeah.
What are we, like, tied or something?
We're spotted 4 points.
I think we'll be all right.
We'll see.
Davian, is Will Smith considered a cunt in your country, too?
His children are. They should not be allowed near microphones or cameras. Unless it's capturing their corpses, I guess that would be possibly allowed.
You know, it's...
Speaking of court... Oh, go on.
No, sorry. You go ahead, Davian. You go ahead.
Well, it's just I found out why everyone was pissed off with William Shatner, because he wasn't going to Leonard Nimoy's funeral. I found out what William Shatner was up to. He was apparently giving his current wife swimming lessons.
Yeah, Shatner's getting some heat because he was doing some kind of charity thing that he had already committed to and didn't get on a plane and fly out to Leonard Nimoy's funeral. Which,
well, you can't expect anything else. He didn't go to George Takei's wedding.
I mean, Leonard Nimoy's dead. He won't miss it.
Oh my!
It's not. Awesome. I mean, Leonard Nimoy isn't going to go, where the fuck's Will? He's not here.
This is highly illogical.
He's dead. I'm not going to any of your funerals. I'm busy that day.
Oh, I agree. You guys are like a couple of hours away from me. There's no possible way I could make it.
So, I mean, I don't see what the big deal is. It's short notice. Dude's a busy guy. He's got a schedule. Leave him alone. He can go to whoever's funeral he wants. Find something else to bitch about. Like Winnie the Pooh's cock.
Shatner, I think, he's busy. Like, he goes to those conventions pulling down $80 an autograph. And he doesn't show up for the first hour and 45 minutes while people are waiting in line to give him that money. So, you know, I think his self-importance level is pretty high.
Mike, just to let you know, if you die before me, I will show up at your funeral wearing nothing but one of those good old G-strings, barely keeping my boys in. And I'm going to make up some bullshit story about how, we bought this G-string back in the 90s, and we were going to wear it to each other's funeral, whoever died first. And I promised Mike that if he died first, I'd wear it and make up this whole sappy story, and then everybody would cry, and they'd be crying at me while wearing a thong and me showing my butthole.
Guys, I think that we should, like, make a pact. And, like, we should write on a piece of paper what we want each of us to wear to each other's funerals. Like, I want Drunk to show up to my funeral dressed as the Flash. Just the full Flash outfit. With the little yellow horns. I think it'd be fun. Are those horns? What are those? Those are wings? He's got head wings.
Yeah, they're supposed to be like Mercury kind of things.
What?
He had the little wings on his feet.
No, they're on his head. He's got head wings.
Yeah, they fucked up the mythology. It's supposed to be on his feet.
I guess you don't look at his feet. You look at his head. And if they didn't put something on his head, then he'd just be a guy wearing a red ski mask, right?
Do you think he's got to put his dick in a cock sock? Because if I was running that fast, my shit would be flopping all over the place behind me, like getting stuck in my taint.
Yeah, and like, you know, your thighs would catch your boys in between them.
Oh, man.
You start running, like, really, really fast. You get your boys caught in between your thighs and like, push them together. And, I mean, with that kind of speed, you'd fuck up your shit.
Well, and you'd have to be really careful that you didn't pucker your asshole, because with your balls back there, you might swallow them up.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That dude can't have, like, nutsack skin.
I mean, like, sometimes I really hurt the shit out of my balls just sitting down too fast.
Yeah, I've done that before. Do you think the Flash just has like rhinoceros skin, or his genital should be? It's just like a big old like cauliflower ear
with some lift.
Like his dick and balls are just constantly at the front of his torso all the time?
Like back in the day, I used to wear pajama pants to school all the time. It was my thing. I was pajama pants Mike. And see, I'd get boners. And you can't really hide a boner in a pair of pajama pants.
No, you present that.
So I'd tuck my boner in my waistband. So that like I was walking with like a boner pointing up. You know what I'm talking about? So maybe
I like to stick my dick in my ear and pretend I'm a petrol pump.
So I mean, maybe he points his dick up. Is what I'm saying.
I don't think my waistband could like hold my penis. I mean, my penis would flop around, and then I'd start poking at folks. Did you ever poke at folks?
Not that I recall.
That's a Disney cartoon, isn't it? Poker folks.
Poker folks. Drunk's just like over here falling asleep. Drunk hasn't said three words this whole show.
My phone has been blowing up the whole time.
Oh, no. What's going on, Drunk?
Stupid work shit.
Social...
I work with half retards, basically. That's what it boils down to.
Oh, well, God bless you for showing up.
Why don't the other half help you out?
Because they're doing a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay. My mommy said I'm the best one in class.
You're the only one in class.
Yeah, I was in one of those rooms.
Gotcha.
So who's heard of the selfie stick that's actually a sex toy and it's got a camera in it so you can take selfies of the inside of your shit box?
What?
You put a camera in like a dildo?
No, my doctor said that was like legitimate. Like he said he was taking those for like science.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to check and see if you got stuff going on up there.
Was that the time he did the prostate examination but had his hands on your shoulders at the same time?
I thought it was weird we're out by his van.
Leverage.
No, he said that's where they always do it.
It's because you're extra tight.
Well, he said he was trying to recreate that scene from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory where they were going through that tunnel and there's all that shit in there.
There wasn't a scene in Willy Wonka that had shit in it, I don't think.
This dude's been fucking lying to me then.
That was a German version.
I had like three or four different doctors finger my ass like within a month or two.
Who did it the best?
None of them found anything. They just kept referring me to other doctors.
Maybe you were just that good. They kept passing you around.
They said, man, I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to send you to this other guy. And then he did the same thing. He put his finger in my ass and he said, man, I don't know what's going on either. Maybe you need to go to this kind of guy. And then I went to that guy, and he just stuck his finger up my ass. And that's the one that decided. I mean, I went in there for my butthole problem, and he said he wanted to grab my balls. And I said, no, I'm not coming here for a ball grab. I'm coming here to see, figure out what's going on with my butthole. He goes, but you're already here.
Fair enough.
So he grabbed my balls, and when he grabbed my balls, he said, ooh. And that threw me off. I didn't like it. He said, ooh. And I guess that's probably what he does all the time, or maybe like he was reacting to something. I don't know. But it bothered me that he said, ooh, especially after I had already objected to him grabbing my balls, because I don't want him to.
So are you sure these were doctors?
Yeah.
Not just dudes who you...
I mean, my insurance paid for it. Maybe that's all a front. That would be a weird front to, like, go to medical school and get your degree just so you can put your fingers in people's butts.
That sounds like a great idea.
Sure.
So how clean did you get yourself before you went over there?
Oh, I was pretty worried about it. Yeah, I did quite a bit of washing.
Well, I mean, stuff kind of leaks, doesn't it?
No.
When you make farts,
what do
a little
mean,
bit.
Stuff kind of leaks.
When you make farts.
Like, no, you don't. You don't shit on yours. Do you shit on yourself?
No, but when you fart, I mean, there's particles of poo.
Davian, does stuff leak?
Only after a really hot curry.
I mean, you're pretty airtight. Only in rare situations you got an issue. But I mean, for the most part, you're a pretty clean guy, right?
Well, you say that. There's a fair amount of debris that gets left up there.
Not when you're preparing yourself for a pleasant morning of going to the butthole doctor, though.
Well, no, I'll have a bit of a decent shit first, maybe, you know.
A good washing.
Shove a, wash it out a bit, with a bottle of Pepsi Blue I bought off eBay.
That's good asshole cleaner. That's what people have been buying it for. It's the only thing that can truly do the job.
Yeah, you
absolutely.
You just stick a big old can of Pepsi up your butt, and you do a handstand.
And you just shake around.
It's the real thing.
Yeah, it kind of tickles a little bit. It's like you're being massaged.
Yeah, shove some Mentos up there at the same time. Party time.
Yeah, you're a human waste fountain.
you put the Mentos up there, and like right before you go into the doctor's office, or like right after the nurse's assistant leave, like you just dump a whole Diet Pepsi up your ass, and then just try to hold it as long as you can.
That's it.
It's like, man, I got a problem. He goes, all right, well, let me take a look. And he just blast him in the face.
Mike, this is what you do.
Okay.
You stick a whole bunch of Mentos up your butt.
Okay.
Go to the doctor and just tell him, hey, I got this weird problem. My waist smells like mints. It smells like toothpaste sometimes, too. And that way you get your doctor to open up your butthole and smell your butt. Like, ha ha.
Spray it with Benaca.
Yeah, spray it with Benaca. Oh, God, that would fucking hurt.
Jesus wept.
See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Hey, it's Napier. Listen live every Monday at 9, 8 central on RadioFubar.com. Download past episodes at WFODix.com, just in case you didn't get enough of this. Subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @ WFODix. Follow Drunk @ DrunkardSTL or Travis @ProduceTravis. Get on Facebook.com and then type in WFODix. Email us at WFODshow@gmail.com. We're not going to listen to any of your suggestions, but we will accept praise and or titty pics. And if you're a fan of Mike, just send him feet. I mean, why do you give a shit? It's feet pics.
I like feet.
Yeah, he likes feet. Send him some feet pics. You don't give a shit. Send him some fucking feet pics. Blam!
What is this, a freak out?
Hey, this isn't funny, Wonka! You can't possibly see where you're going, Wonka!
You're right. I can't.
Boy, what a great series this will be.
Wonka!
This is kind of strange.
Yeah, strange, Charlie, but it's fun.
This is terrific.
I'm going to get off the boat, Wonka!
Sick.
I can take a joke, but it's not too far.
Tom,
gotta turn this around,
Wonka!
Oh, now I am gonna be sick.
Help me, help me! There's no earthly way of knowing which direction we are going. There's no knowing where we're rowing. Or which way the river's flowing. Is it raining? Is it snowing? Is a hurricane a-blowing?
Not a speck of light is showing, so the danger must be growing. Are the fires of hell a-glowing? Is the grisly reaper mowing? Yes! The danger must be growing, for the rowers keep on rowing, and they're certainly not showing any signs that they are slowing!
Just like
so
that.
Can I say, I would like to purchase some sort of, have you ever seen the movie Her?
Yeah.
Where Joaquin Phoenix has got Scarlett Johansson in his head all the time.
Yeah.
I would like to purchase like an app or some sort of like intuitive computer program that sounds like Davian Dent that shouts things in my ear all day long that like just makes me laugh hysterically and nobody has any idea why I'm fucking doubled over crying.
Kind you of muggy like, little cunt.
Yeah, just like that. And mostly like when we were talking about the Bears earlier and he slipped in nightclub and I couldn't stop laughing for like 10 minutes. I couldn't respond to anything you were saying.
I'm sorry I broke you then.
No, it was magical. I appreciate it.
I want to hear Travis with a British accent. Just no, slowly starts taking him over.
After like a few weeks, like I can't stop myself.
Like,
well,
after
you
have
to come on our
to...
show sometime.
You know, that happens. Like when I listen to Strange Times, like usually I'll get like two behind on Strange Times and listen to them back to back. And after I listen to you guys for like an hour or so, like I start pronouncing words wrong.
Like Madonna.
Right. Or correctly, I guess. You guys were first, right? So,
do you say aluminium after you've been there?
No, it doesn't go that far.
All right, okay, jolly good.
And we call them aluminum cans, not tin cans.
I still call them tin cans, usually.
I call them butt plugs.
I call them jizz jars.
Ooh.
Got a big old bucket of oil.
Well, I tried adding Beardy and the Beast, but...
They're not doing a show tonight.
Oh, they're not?
No.
Okay, so that's why they didn't answer when I tried to hand off.
If I had known
they weren't doing a show, I probably would have cut this off about 15 minutes ago.
I was supposed to be on there tonight, and Matt messaged me a few hours ago and said canceled.
Good.
I kind of agree because I completely forgot until like this morning that I said that I would do the show, and I was like, oh fuck, I don't want to be up that late.
Speaking of which, we kept you up pretty late tonight, didn't we, Davian?
That's right. I can go and fuck the cat in a bit.
There you go. The night time's the right time for fucking cats.
Oh, yeah.
Well, when do
come
you do
here, kitty kitty. She puts the lotion on.
Wow, David, your cat seems to be walking kind of bow-legged.
Yeah.
Always on his feet, though.
That's because it's a shelter animal. I got it from the shelter.
That's right.
Just keep in mind, I rescued you.
Yeah.
Could have been on the streets.
Just remake Silence of the Lambs and Davian's Dr. Lecter, and he just remaking it with cats in his basement.
Oh, yeah.
I would watch that.
I could get a sack full of kittens and just like throw them through a wood chipper whilst wanking furiously.
Whenever your neighbors look at you, just wave at them, say, hi, how's your Wednesday going?